Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The death toll in stampede at a political rally in Karur, Tamil Nadu has risen to 36. More than 50 people are under treatment at various hospitals. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those who lost their lives in the stampede yesterday. Those undergoing treatment in ICU will be given 1 lakh rupees. The Chief Minister also announced one-member commission led by retired High Court Judge Justice Aruna Jagadeesan to inquire into the incident. The rally was organized by actor-politician Vijay's Tamiraga Vetri Karagam. Actor Vijay has expressed deep shock and expressed deepest condolences to the family of the bereaved. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their anguish at the tragic loss of lives in the stampede. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has a neighbour that is an epicentre of global terrorism and it has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. He further stated that UN's designated list of terrorists are replete with its nationals. He gave the example of the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. He said, India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice.
The most recent example of cross-border barbarism was the murder of innocent tourists in Pahalgam in April this year. India exercised its right to defend its people against terrorism and brought its organizers and perpetrators to justice. Because terrorism is a shared threat, it is essential that there is much deeper international cooperation.
Dr. Jaishankar also stated that an objective report card will show that the UN is in a state of crisis. He said, resistance to reform has been central to the erosion of UN's credibility. He called for expansion of both permanent and non-permanent membership of the Council. Russia has reiterated its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. At the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized the need for reform in the UNSC to reflect the current global landscape. He stated that Russia backs India's application for a permanent seat along with Brazil to enhance representation from Asia, Africa and Latin America. With this, Russia became the only permanent member of the UNSC to support India for a permanent seat. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a day-long visit to Bihar today. After arriving at Patna, Mr. Radhakrishnan will pay floral tributes to Lok Nayak Jai Prakash Narayan at Jai Prakash Golambar in Patna this morning. He will participate in the valedictory ceremony of the third edition of Unmesh, a Sahit Akademi program in Patna. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face each other in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. This will be the first India versus Pakistan final in Asia Cup's history across 17 editions and 41 years. And in football, India clinched their 7th SAF Under-17 Championship crown, holding their nerves to edge past Bangladesh 4-1 in a tense penalty shootout in Colombo yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.